Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning parak Beis Mishnah Dalet and parak Beis Mishnah Hey. As we continue learning the various halachas of what are considered to be kosher sukkahs and which sukkahs are not considered to be good. In parak Beis Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah begins with another case of a sukkah that involves trees. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oseh sukkaso ben ha'ilanos v'ha'ilanos defanos la kishera. That if a person makes his sukkah on a patch of ground between trees, and the trees are serving as the walls of the sukkah, then it is considered to be a valid kosher sukkah. That, as the Tosfot says, in this case, the sukkah is not supported by trees, they are simply its actual walls, and therefore it is allowed. Now, having dealt with the definition of a valid sukkah, the perek now turns to the halachos of actually living in a sukkah, and we're going to discuss various situations where a person is actually exempt, not obligated, in living in the sukkah. It says the Mishnah, Shluchei mitzvah, pitur min ha-sukkah, that people who are traveling in order to perform a mitzvah, whether it be redeeming a captive, whether it be going to do a bris milah, whatever the case may be, such individuals are exempt, are pater from the mitzvah of living in the sukkah, because someone who is engaged in one mitzvah does not have to perform another mitzvah that is referred to as osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. The Bartanura says that we assume that you're going to do a mitzvah, and therefore you're pater, you're exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah as well. As the Bartanura says, people traveling to do a mitzvah are exempt from living in the sukkah, even at night when they stop to live and sleep and so on, and they are not actively traveling. Continuing in the Mishnah, Cholin u'mishamshayen pitur min ha-sukkah, that sick people and the people that are helping them, that are assisting them, are also exempt from the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. And as the Bartanura says, the Torah teaches us besukos teshva, that you have to live in the sukkah, and therefore that's meant to mean, as the Gemara explains, that the way that a person lives in a sukkah during the Yontif of Sukkot should resemble the way that a person lives in the house the rest of the year. Again, that's the concept of teshvu ke'in taduru, that a person is living like he would the rest of the year. And according to this, if a person is experiencing a situation that would make him leave his home, then he's certainly able to leave the sukkah as well. Now, during the year, a sick person would not remain in his home, even if he can move to another place. If he could move to another place, that would be more comfortable, and therefore he would not have to stay in the sukkah. And similarly, the people that are helping them also, they're engaged in the midst of caring for the sick person, like we said previously, mitzvah, that if you're involved in one mitzvah, you're pater from another. So if you're helping someone who's sick, then you're also exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Finishing off the Mishnah, ochlin v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah. And a person, just the general rule, may eat and drink in a casual way, in a small, minimal amount of way, a snack-like kind of way, outside the sukkah as well. That since a person would eat a snack outside his home, he may do so outside the sukkah as well. Again, teshvu ke'in taduru. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. And although according to halacha, a person is allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah, some tanam went a little bit beyond the letter of the law to be a little bit stricter on themselves. Says the Mishnah, Maaseh ve'evilu l'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai lit'om es hatavshio. There was a story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was brought a cooked dish just to taste, again in a snack-like type of way. Ule Rabban Gamliel shtei kosavos udeli shel mayim, and Rabban Gamliel was brought two dates and a little pitcher of water. The Amru Ha'olum L'sukkah, and they said, take them up to the sukkah. That although these were snacks and they weren't formal actual meals, they insisted on eating them in the sukkah. And the Bartanur and the Tosfos have to point out that the Mishnah is telling us these stories in order to teach us that if a person eats a snack inside the sukkah, he is not considered to be showing off. And then the truth is, he's actually a tavo la bracha, as the Bartanura says, he should be praised and lauded for what he's doing, to go above and beyond the law. Now, we should point out, interestingly, as we're going to see shortly, there's an exemption. If it's raining, for example, you're not supposed to be in the sukkah if it's raining. And the Ramah, Rav Moshe Israel, actually points out on the Shulchan Aruch that if a person wants to be extra strict when it comes to those examples, when it comes to sitting in the sukkah when it's raining, that's actually an example of a called a potter min hadavar va'asuya nikra hedyo, that if you are exempt sometimes and you go strict, you're strict in a particular area, you're actually considered to be an imbecile, you're actually considered to be an idiot. And there are certain times when you actually shouldn't be strict. An example of that would be when you are sitting in a sukkah and it is raining. But we see that if it's a situation of a snack on sukkahs, that's a situation of where a person should be machmir, should be strict if he can to eat them in a sukkah. But again, that would only be in those situations. If a person's sick, there's no reason to be machmir. If it's raining, you really shouldn't be machmir as well. Now we're just going to conclude the Mishnah in a following situation where we learn another story where the Tana actually did, in fact, eat a snack outside the sukkah. It says the Mishnah Uchesh Nosnu Lo Le Rabbi Tzadok Ochel Pachos Mikabetza. But when they gave Rabbi Tzadok food, they gave him some bread that was smaller than the volume of a beitza of an egg. Then Nitalo Bemapa, he did not wash his hands, but he actually took it with a cloth. Why would he do that? Because although a person must wash his hands, they have to do netilas yadayim before eating bread, Rabbi Tzadok maintained that one doesn't need to do so unless the amount of bread is at least the size of an egg. And because he did not wash his hands, he held the hand and he held the bread in a cloth for the sake of being clean and not really based on truma and so on and so forth. That's what he did. Finishing off the Mishnah, va'achalu chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah v'lo beirach acharav, and did not make a bracha achrona, because the halacha is, we generally assume that there's no bracha achrona if you don't eat a certain shear, a certain measurement. And according to Rabbi Tzadok, that's a kebetza. We hold kezayis, but he holds a kebetza, and he had less than a kebetza, and therefore he didn't make a bracha achrona, he didn't make a bracha zamazon after it as well. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet taught us that if a person makes his sukkah on a patch of ground between trees, then the trees are serving as its walls, then it is a valid sukkah. And the Mishnah taught us that people who are traveling in order to perform a mitzvah, whatever the case may be there, you're exempt from the mitzvah of living in a sukkah as well, because of osik b'mitzvah. Pater min ha-mitzvah, when you're involved in one mitzvah, then you're exempt from another mitzvah. And the Mishnah taught us that sick people and people helping sick people are exempt from the mitzvah of living in the sukkah as well. Sick people are exempt because of teshuv kein tadur, that normally if you're sick, you're going to move rooms. Anyway, certainly you could leave the sukkah as well. And the people that are helping them are also osik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah, helping them, and therefore they're pater because they're involved in another mitzvah as well. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that you're allowed to eat and drink in a casual snack-like way outside the sukkah as well. Then Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey gave us told us two stories of various Tanam of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and then Rabbi Gamliel, who were machmer. They restricted themselves and they actually ate the snack-like food, the minimum amount in the sukkah, even though they didn't have to. However, Rabbi Tzadok wasn't so strict, the Mishnah says, and he ate less than a kibbutz of bread outside of the sukkah on sukkahs, and again he didn't recite the brachas amazon as well because he ate less than the requisite shear. Have a great day.